Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
No.
Craig Evans with us, Petey Mack a little later on. Monday, another full week of broadcasting live here on
Good.
The show.
Oh, heard from an old friend over the weekend, our buddy Doc Ed.
Ed? I was talking about Doc Ed yesterday, actually.
Doc Ed was attending the Coachella Festival.
Really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's probably got...
Couldn't wait to see Kanye?
His kids are teenagers now, right?
Was he at church Sunday morning at Kanye's church?
I don't think so, because I got a tweet from him late. Or a text late from late Saturday.
Was he there with his kids? He's got older kids.
His wife's a little younger than him, too.
Right. Not that much younger.
No, his wife is about...
Our age.
It's about my kid's age.
Exactly.
I was going to say, she's in her 30s, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
His other kid's got to be
but
teenagers
I looked at
now.
The Coachella lineup.
There's brutally sucks.
There's 60 acts, and I maybe knew four of them.
No, I tweeted
that. Yeah, Weezer was the only legit rock band I saw in
And you can see Weezer on tour somewhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Weezer, but...
I would imagine that he had, one of those suites.
TMZ tweeted this out, and I actually retweeted it and said, and I'm missing this. Will Smith performs with Jaden and Willow Smith at Coachella. Yeah, that's good. And I'm missing that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a... Nice time of year to be in the desert and all, but how many stages do they have going?
Four or five, I think.
And it must go for 12, 14 hours a day then.
Yeah, yeah. Noon to 1 a.m. pretty much every 3 days in a row, two weekends in a row.
I counted 60-some different acts each day.
Yeah, it's insane.
Was Doc in the old man tent? Because, there's got to be a lot of ageism in that event. Like, who's the old dude? From 18-year-old kids.
Yeah.
Of course they're going to say that. You're 18, man. 30-year-olds is a geezer when you're 18. Who's the old dude?
Maybe Doc was dropping some Molly and getting into it, you know?
Yeah, we all watched The Dirt. I love that, how they just hammered Mick Mars, and Mick Mars is basically just 10 years older than them in real life. But he's like, who's the old man? Because he was like 31 and they were 21, you know? Mr. Evans.
Was on this date in 1864. You might remember where you were celebrating when Congress issued a mandate calling for all U.S. minted coins to bear the inscription, "In God We Trust."
All right.
You might remember where you were celebrating.
Did they just have the one mint then?
Well, the Civil War was still happening.
Yeah.
No, we just ended it the other day, didn't we? No, 1865 it ended, excuse me.
They probably didn't have the one in Denver yet.
No. I don't know how many mints.
Probably not.
I think there's one in, is there not one in Philadelphia?
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yeah. I've never taken the tour because I don't want to.
No, I never did either. There's a lot of things I don't want to do.
Yeah. No. I know when I see the Denver tourist pamphlets, they're laying around at restaurants, you can get a tour of the mint, and thought, wow, I don't want to do that.
No,
it might be cool. It might be.
Yeah, I've been in Denver with my kid, looking for things to do.
I went to Denver.
And I still look at that and go, nah.
I mean, if they let you fill your pants up with coins or something, that might be kind of cool. But I guess they kind of look for that.
they probably do.
They keep an eye out for such things.
There's not free samples at the end.
Right.
Like a beer tour.
I think it's one of those.
Everybody gets a bunch of coins.
Yeah. It's like, what is it, American Gangster, the Denzel movie, where you got to strip naked before...
To make the heroin,
at
right?
At the end of the day.
Yeah. No, right. They're naked while they're doing it.
Yeah,
to make sure... They're packaging.
They're naked when they're packaging the heroin.
Right, you don't have a roll of quarters up your ass. Yeah.
And I'm happy to see you.
Taking your clothes off isn't going to prevent that.
Yeah, but they check you. They check you.
You stole the roll of quarters, dude.
There.
You walk out of here with $10.
Well, $10 a day.
Yeah.
That's an extra $50 a week.
Yeah.
It adds up.
If you're working there, yeah.
The Ukraine has a new president.
Yeah, I just heard they teased it this morning driving in and said he's got an interesting resume. That means probably not good, right?
No, he's...
What's his deal?
Well, I'll let you tell him.
I didn't hear the story.
I'm telling you, this is the way the world is headed.
He's an actor. He plays a down-and-out school teacher who unexpectedly becomes president of Ukraine.
Oh, I thought he was a comedian that became an actor.
Either way, it's the same thing. He's
one of
those.
He may
right?
have been. Yeah. He's a comedian.
So, and then he got voted in.
Yeah.
So, he decided to run for president, you know, just to see.
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, well, you know, we're going to clean everything up, and we're going to do a better job, and people don't like the guy that's in there now. And so they said, all right, you do it.
He kicked ass, didn't he?
Yes, he did. Yeah, he got 73% of the vote.
That's unheard of.
Now he's actually got to do it.
Right. Man, we're familiar with that.
Yeah.
Now you actually got to do it and suck
now
at it.
Now he's actually got to do it.
And suck at it.
And, you know,
he might not be
you got to bring in people that know what they're doing.
Yeah, you're right.
And Ukraine is tough.
Get the best people.
Ukraine is tough.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they don't play. Yeah.
Well, you've got...
Well, doesn't Russia...
You got Russia right
took,
there.
Russia's basically trying to take their ass over.
Yes. And yeah, you got Russia right
now.
There trying
hell
to mess
they owe
with
us.
Yep. Oh,
right.
Good.
So he's going to drain the swamp?
He's going to try.
Yeah, right. That'll work.
He's going to try.
Yeah, heard that before.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter.
Got some MUGA hats?
I'm unfamiliar with that.
Make Ukraine great again?
MUGA.
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 Or MUGA. I think it's MUGA.
MUGA hats.
California Congressman Duncan Hunter is explaining his failed attempt to cross the border with Mexico. Did you see this story?
No, I missed this one, too.
Oh,
I know that name.
Yeah, you do.
Is she righty or lefty? I forget.
He's a righty.
Okay.
And he's brilliant.
I was going to say, I knew the name, and it struck me as he might be kind of an asshat.
Yeah.
Right?
He's brilliant.
Well, Devin Nunes is from California, too. He's a total asshat.
This guy represents San Diego area. He posted a video of himself on the social media claiming that he was going to show how easy it is to cross the border with Mexico in Yuma, Arizona. He hopped over a small little fence.
Right.
Well, that wasn't the border.
It was just a fence outside of Yuma?
Yeah. The real border is a much bigger movie. Fence, about 100 feet away, and he hopped over a little vehicle barrier.
Oh.
Brilliant. And he released that video?
Yes. And said, this is how easy it is to get to the other side. You just do this. Now, it's worse than that. He's dumber than you realize.
No, that's pretty tough.
What did somebody point out that, hey?
It may have been on the social media.
Yeah, really didn't jump the border.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't. Because he is under indictment right now for misusing campaign funds.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
If he had actually left the country, it would have been a violation of his bail.
And videotaping it.
Yeah. He's the one that they caught like buying like a $600 airplane ticket for his family's bunny.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, that was in some of the like he used campaign funds for vacations, and they bought a seat on the plane for the rabbit.
Yeah, but he's an R though. That's all that matters, man.
I'm not sure that R stands for what you think.
Yeah, oh, it does. Yeah. It's definitely what I think.
Rabbit.
We're on the same page. It stands for rabbit.
Janet Kramer was on One Tree Hill. She's an actress turned country singer. Doesn't really matter who she is.
No, she's hot.
Us.
I'm
okay.
Pretty sure she's hot. The only reason I know that is because I flipped on that audience music sometimes on DirecTV, and some chick was singing some new country crap, but she was really good looking. And in the interview situation, they asked her, and she was on a TV show before she became a singer, right? So I'm pretty good. I'm pretty sure she's a good-looking woman.
Oh, yeah.
You'd be correct.
Am I right? Yeah.
She's got short little shorts on in the image I'm looking at.
Yeah, she's hot. Music sucks, but she's hot.
On stage singing.
She says that she will not hire an attractive nanny because of her husband's history of cheating and ongoing sex addiction.
That's a smart girl.
Michael Caussin, I think is his name. I'm not sure how to pronounce his last name. Caussin. Caussin.
Plus, she's got a history of sex addiction and cheating.
Yes.
Well, then why is she even with the guy then? The cheating
She loves
part.
Him.
Okay.
Okay. But it seems like there may be some trust issues.
So they're going to bring in Mrs. Doubtfire so he doesn't bang it, right?
Yes.
But sex addiction, he would bang Mrs. Doubtfire. So this is more about him. She's just afraid he's going to cheat on somebody.
Yeah,
hot.
Or, you know, if she goes out of the road like a lot of country people do, he would just find somebody different than the nanny to bang. If you're a sex addict.
Yeah, but how does that make you feel if you're the nanny who gets hired?
Now, on the right. Well, if she's an old matronly lady, she knows she's not going to be some sexual piece of ass.
If it's a younger girl, okay, you're ugly enough, sure. You're hired.
You don't even ask their credentials. You'll scare the kids with that face, that's fine, but that's you're ugly enough.
I mean, I got the job.
You bring the husband in. Are you hot for this? Nope.
Nothing? Okay, you're hired.
She says, you're playing with fire. She says she feels like some of these girls...
She watched Lifetime movies, that's why.
Well, and she's familiar with the Ben Affleck and the Gavin Rossdale story.
Oh, yeah.
But if I were the nanny, I would take that as a challenge. Because, you know, it wouldn't be that hard to break down a sex addict.
No, it wouldn't be.
She says she feels like some of those girls put off more of a sexier vibe. She was actually she has a podcast. Mm-hmm. She got to talking about the girls that post their pictures trying to get nanny jobs, and she says she doesn't understand that some of these girls post pictures because they a female is hiring. Don't post your perky boob photo when you're trying to get a nanny job.
Oh, I got it.
She says that. You don't necessarily post an ugly photo, but dress for the part.
I've been at this resort once in a while. We're in Florida, and I've seen guys and their wives and a couple real little kids and a hot chick with them who is basically at least either the vacation nanny or the nanny. They always bring people out so they can do their own. They got a lot of money. They got their own deal going. And these girls, I saw two or three that are just drop dead, and they're in bikinis by the pool, and the dudes are somewhere between, 5 years younger than me and 20 years older than me. I'm saying, how the hell you do? And they got sunglasses on, they're sitting there, the girl's bending to ever, and you see his wife come up, and she's not ugly, but she's also the older, she could tell she's the mom, and she sits down, and I'm thinking, this hot piece of 21-year-old ass is walking around in front of them the whole time. I don't know how they do it.
Well, I think in many cases, the 21-year-old doesn't give a damn about the guy leering at her.
In most cases, they don't. But I'm just saying, the guy has to just be around that all the time.
Yes, he does.
Right?
Well, from the video.
And she starts drinking. If the guy does have money, the girl might have ulterior motives, the nanny.
Yep, they put the kids to bed.
Right.
That's your hedonism threesome
right there. Right. Oh, no. The wife's not involved here. I think they're getting in trouble.
Oh, you don't think so?
I think she's getting in trouble.
Now, from the videos I've seen, they all end up in bed together.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's because you Google those videos.
Every time.
You say hot babysitter. I do, too. Just if you don't Google babysitter.
It's crazy. Well, every time.
And that's just the Jamaica Board of Tourism ads. Yeah.
But you're right, though. She said this out loud. Now, whoever hires, remember, that's the lady that says she was going to hire a pig.
She says she's going for more of an Alice from the Brady Bunch type.
Oh, God.
Oh.
So she's being really just
Alice
brutal.
Or,
I think she's just being brutal.
Large Marge from Pee-wee's Great Adventure. Yeah.
She's going for Alice.
Marge is a truck driver, though. So.
Yeah, I know.
And scary as hell. Yeah.
Alice, this woman, she just sounds stupid now.
Well, okay.
But she sounds stupid now.
Do you think, what do you think about this?
A girl could be hot and not bang the damn, she's worried about her husband.
Yeah, she sounds.
Well, and here's why. They separated after just a year of marriage in 2016 when it was revealed he cheated on her numerous times. He sought treatment for sex addiction. They renewed their vows in 2017. He admitted he had a relapse in 2018, but it did not include sex outside of their marriage. He is apparently now 1 year sober, whatever the hell that means.
What's the relapse?
Yeah.
Masturbating
in the park?
We never heard.
sex inside the marriage?
Look at this.
I wonder.
What the hell does that mean?
It could. I don't know.
No, he masturbated or something in public or something. That's what I'm thinking. A lot.
Yeah. Because if you have sex inside the marriage, that's not cheating, is it?
No. Usually not.
I don't know
what that means.
Well, I don't know what that means.
He did something wrong that she didn't approve of. But it wasn't sex. He might have been trolling for sex.
It could have been sharing pictures and
right,
whatnot.
Yeah. She's good looking, though. He's still cheating. She'll be a good looking woman.
I'll show you
a guy tired of banging that.
Take it out.
I think Anne B. Davis, the actress who played Alice, they should hire a girl who looks just like her. If this guy's a sex addict, he'll tag that anyway. He's tagging Alice. That's a great band name, Tagging Alice, isn't it?
Right.
It is.
And then she retaliates by tagging Sam the Butcher. Ah, they're Brady Bunch fans.
It's got to be the butcher's ass. All right.
She was married to her ex-husband is Jonathan Scheck from... The Wonders?
Oh, yeah. He married her after he dumped.
Yeah, they were married.
He broke up with her for
like 2 years.
Because his first wife was, Shaq was married to, what's her face? The blonde we all love. Man, check it out.
Was this after he dumped Liv Tyler?
No, that was the movie. Don't screw me up here. Julie Bowen is a blonde we all love.
Julie Solomon? Christina Applegate.
He was married
to Christina Applegate.
Exactly.
From 01 to 07, then he was married to her for 010 and 011. And now he's got another wife, Julie Solomon.
I wonder, we talked to him once. He must have dumped her because she was maybe spying on him all the time. She sounds really...
Well, she just sounds a little insecure.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like there's a lot of trust.
Yeah. She's a famous, good-looking woman with a career, and she's worried about a nanny. The husband's the douchebag here. Dump his ass.
Well, he's got a problem.
Yeah, of course he does. He likes banging other people.
He has a disease, Tyler.
No, he doesn't. He just likes banging other people.
Right. So cut the guy a little slack.
Yeah, if he's a real sex addict, they have to get rid of all the melons in the house, too.
He's working on it.
Come on.
Exactly. And Alice bends over. That's a nice ass, don't you think?
But he just has that sex addiction where he likes to bang other chicks.
Exactly.
Other hot chicks.
Which means he's just a cheater. That's all it means.
You want some Alice Wolf.
Yeah, I think you're giving other actual sex addicts a bad name.
She hasn't done anything with that in 60 years.
Craig just made me imagine Alice Wolf, he said. Great author. That's she hadn't broke out the weed eater for years on that one.
She has not.
No.
That is, no.
All right.
No.
That's horrible.
It is.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he was talking about her bending over. For some reason, I got rear burger in my head, and holy
but
cow.
But you made it worse.
Well, we're talking ZZ Top.
Yeah. Also 1972 rear burger. By the way, that's what Sam used to sell, too, rear burger.
Yeah, it was
something on the Sam the Butcher.
By the pound.
Jason Bonham is retracting
he's retracting a true story.
Yeah.
That's all this is. And I'm thinking, this is so lame. I had no problem with Jimmy Page saying, "Hey, here's some blow when you're 16." In that whole scene, I had no problem with that.
Yeah.
It's rock and roll. It's crazy time.
It's what happens. Just tell us the story.
So obviously, Jimmy Page is upset that this got out. Now he's just retracting it, which means
Jason Bonham told a story a couple of weeks ago claiming that Jimmy Page had introduced him to cocaine when he was 16. Now Jason Bonham is retracting the story on his website and says it is wholly untrue that Mr. J. Page offered me any illegal substances, either when I was a minor or at all.
I don't get this.
Jimmy called him up and said, "Dude, come on.
Retract this."
"Yeah, I know I did, but don't tell everybody."
That's exactly what happened. So that retraction means nothing. And I'm not... Who was mad at Jimmy Page in that story?
Someone probably was.
He was.
Jason's
he probably
mom.
Didn't like it.
Yeah, Jason's mom.
Yeah, but she was right.
Your
there.
Mom called me and she's pissed.
Yeah.
And mom would do that, too. Yeah. She doesn't care who you are. Yeah. She's got Jimmy Page's number.
Jason Bonham.
What are you doing giving my kid cocaine when
Jason Bonham is like 50 years old.
At least.
You know, so what's it matter?
Well, it's the principal. You know, she's chewing Jimmy Page's ass up and down.
You're right. He has, he sees her caller ID.
Yep. Yeah. I suppose I got to take this.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's 52.
Yeah.
He's 52 and his mom is still mad.
Yeah, this is Zeppelin. This is, you know, these crazy stories of rock and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like handing the kid a beer in real life. 16-year-old kid, here's a beer, you know, back in the day. People did it all the time. So what's the difference between that and blow at a, behind stage at a Zeppelin show?
Well, blow wasn't as dangerous back then.
Well, it was around. It was not. It was totally it was around. Different. It was just another substance people used.
26-year-old Matt Aris out of Dade City, Florida, was arrested for impersonating a police officer after he carried out a traffic stop on a man who turned out to be a police officer.
Oh, I'd love it when that happens.
Yeah.
That's the best end of that
story.
Did he
have some fake lights? He pulled the guy
yes,
over?
Yes, he did. And then, he had an airsoft gun that looked like the real thing, a light bar on top of the SUV, and flashing lights in the grill.
And the guy was an undercover cop. He pulled over.
Pulled over undercover
cop. And
that
cop's thinking, oh, this is great. He knows he's fake right away, I'm sure.
Probably.
If he's a cop.
Probably, yeah. He knows the difference in what the lights. Yeah. Most of us aren't going to be able to know the difference in the lights.
No.
You just see lights flashing behind you. You go, ah, jeez.
You got to wonder how long that real cop strung him along before he said,
I do wonder.
Listen,
yeah, because you could tell.
Put your hands up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides, if he didn't notice the lights, he also knew the guy's procedure wasn't probably correct.
He probably had him spun around in cuffs before he knew what hit him.
Just shoots him, you know? All right. Thanks for the Alice Wolf visual there, Craig.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was actually a rear burger visual.
Yeah, I brought that up. That's my fault on
oh,
that one.
That was you.
Yeah, I apologize for that. I think mine's worse, actually.
Well, thanks.
Tagging Alice. Their new song coming up next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.